Okay, so this video, man, I had to make this video because I just got done watching. I caught like the last 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes of the Donovan Sharp guy's live stream. He was talking about Jenna Presley married this. Jenna Presley is a porn star. I didn't even know who she was, but she's a porn star. Jenna Presley, a porn star. She's 32 years old. She's a year younger than me. She's 32. She married a pastor. Like, and okay, and I put SMH OMG because I just think I think that shit's funny when people use those, you know, those weak abbreviations. Like, I think it's funny because I couldn't think of anything else to say, and I had to make the video while the topic was fresh in my mind because this is so funny. Because, like, man, okay, there is always that beta simp chump. Like, this guy always exists. He always exists. See, now, and I think this is a benefit of social media and stuff like YouTube. So now we can identify, like, so, like, men know this now. Because I think before this existed, like, we really didn't know this a lot. Like, we knew it could happen. But I think, like, as men, we didn't know the rate that it happened, like, of beta simp guys who just never mentally grow. They just never grow, and they just put up with a woman just because she's pretty, or just because she gives them attention. But yes, Jenna Presley, this woman, this dude married her, and I just Google her name, and I'm seeing hot anal sex videos. This is ridiculous. This preacher married this woman. She's 32 years old. Now I said this in previous videos. After a woman is about 26 or 27, I say after 25, a woman can never biologically love you. Okay. She is just biologically messed up for the rest of her life. I won't say messed up, but she's biologically changed after like 25. After about 25 is when they are just biological. That part of their biological time is just over. It's the same thing as, like, okay, you know, like when baby ducks, they like the first, pretty much the first mammal they come across, they'll bond with it. Whereas if it's a human, it doesn't matter what it is. Whatever a baby duck gets a whiff of and stands next to for, like, you know, 15 seconds, that baby duck is going to bond with it and follow it wherever it goes and be its partner and all that. You see, women are naturally that. Women can naturally get there if they're of somewhat of a healthy mind, you know, without Instagram polluting them and all this stuff. They can get there between the ages of roughly 12 to 25. That part of their brain is still intact, roughly, give or take a year or two on both ends, you know, given a woman. But usually by absolute max 25 before it becomes all about them. But back to the previous topic. So, see, that time of a woman being exclusively with you and loving you properly how you should be loved, like, a woman's brain cannot. Like, a woman's brain only keeps going forward. If she's single past 25, she cannot love you properly. Or if she's had a child before you, before she got with you, she cannot do it. It would be like trying to get a grown duck to bond with, you know, a human, and then the duck just following him around. Like, you know, there are anomalies where ducks will wait on kids when they come home from school. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen the YouTube clips of it where a duck will wait on a kid on his way home from, a grown duck will wait on a kid coming home from school. It can happen, but there are anomalies, okay? And it's really not even worth the, it's not worth your time going out there to look for that duck that's going to do it. You see what I'm saying? It's the same thing with a woman. Once her brain, once, like, her time of that bonding stage, 25 max. I would say 25 max. That proper bonding stage. Now, they can still look like they can still bond from 25 to 30, probably 32 if they're lucky, because their genetics, you know, pretty much did all the work for them and them looking young and, you know, in 1,000 pounds of makeup. But they cannot let, and this woman is 32. And on top of that, she was a porn star for around 10 years. She was a porn star for around 10 years, bruh. 10 years. Okay, so that would also take the place as, let's say, like a woman having a child before you. Like, Jenna Presley is so far past being able to properly love you. See, women like that, they don't belong to a man. Women past the age of 25, they belong to men. You see what I'm saying? They don't belong to a man. They don't belong to one man. You see, they belong to men. That's who they belong to. You see, just like ducks. When they're baby ducks, they belong to a father duck or a mommy duck. You see what I'm saying? But when they're grown ducks, well, they can belong to just, you know, whatever, you know, that singular partner is just gone. You cannot get it back. And this dude, man, like, there's always that beta chump who never had. I mean, because the Donovan Sharp guy, which I think he does a great job. He's much better at this than I am. He was pulling up pictures and showing the dude. And I swear to God, I swear to you, every time these women post 25 hook up with these dudes and the dude, like, you know, pretty much sweeps them off their feet. And, you know, then the woman's clearly, like, you know, she clearly had a horrible past with, I mean, she doesn't think it's horrible, but men would think it'd be horrible. It's all like the dude that always falls for her is always that guy she would have never talked to when she was 19 or 20 or 21 or 22 or 23. She would have never. It's always that. See, women, when they hit over 25, notice that they never marry like they never marry a dude who's like on the same level as them. Like physically speaking, and like character wise, they never, because those guys don't want, because those guys are too smart to fall for that stupid act. You see, so she has to go get this guy who, you know, who was used to being rejected his whole life, and then finally got, you know, a girl who's at least attractive and is paying him attention. Oh, he's gonna fall for her hook, line, and sinker every time. He can't fight it. And she knows it. You see what I'm saying? Because see, women learn all the little intricacies of manipulation. They learn this stuff since they're like 4 and 5 years old. And guys, we don't get, like, if we really start to get it, we don't really understand it on average till we're like late 20s, early 30s. So they are just like, this is why I say it should be illegal. It should be illegal for every man on the planet to get legally involved with a woman until he's at minimum 30. That is what I truly, honestly believe. Maybe it might change now because the internet, we're spreading knowledge now, so people are knowing what's going on a little quicker. So it might, my opinion may change in, you know, 10, 20 years from now. But right now, I am a firm believer that no man on this planet, on the face of this earth, should be able to sign a birth certificate or should be able to get married to a woman until he's at minimum 30, at minimum. See, this dude, that married her, oh my God, like that, I should have wrote my thoughts down before I started talking, because they're like, my mind is just so blown by where this dude's head has to be to kiss this woman on the lips. You see what I'm saying? Like, she was a porn star for 10 years, bruh. Like, and I already know what he did. He had sex with her. She did whatever he wanted. Because let's face, okay, she's 32. She's on her way out the game. She done got too old for the porn game. And unless she got lucky and fit like a MILF category, which a whole lot of them, they don't make it. Not because they just get fat, but just because like people just don't want to, people just get tired of seeing them when they get older. So she probably can't even fit the MILF game, you know, and make decent money doing it. So, oh my God, like, she, like, I have so many thoughts that just keep colliding with each other. I can't get them out my mouth fast enough. how bad this was for him. I hope he learns. He probably won't because he's too old now. And usually when guys get this old and they're still doing stupid stuff like this, they would much rather just stay the beta cent because it's what they know versus, you know, actually grow into something that may better them. Because it's comfortable to stay stupid, you see. And not just with women, with many things. It's comfortable to stay stupid. You know, it's hard. It's scary to travel to the unknown of thinking. And, you know, and doing things and what you may turn into because you don't know what it is. And that's where I guarantee that's where he is, man. Like, and he's a pastor. Oh, I forgot. I don't know if I mentioned it. Yeah, he's a pastor. Like, bro, like how? Like, I gotta recollect. Just recollect. Okay. Like how she. See, okay, well, when I was younger, I would have done porn when I was younger, but I was just never in the right areas, you know, to know people. And when I was younger, I would have done porn. But now, as a 30-year-old, no, I wouldn't do it now. And I've either gotten offers from people at, because like I said, I'm in Europe, man. You go to brothels, you make friends with the workers there. They always know somebody shooting porno. They always know, like in Europe, it's not like America, because I grew up in America, and America things are very much more spread out. Where here, everything's, you know, in Prague, it's all condensed, man. It wouldn't take you long to find an opportunity to do a porno. At 30, no, I don't have it in me anymore. I don't want to do a porn. I don't want to do it. But my thing, the reason why I even brought that up was, like, imagine getting mad at your wife. Right. And let's say you want to Google her name because I don't know. You two done fell out over something and it would behoove you to Google her name. Right. And then you Google and all down the list, you just seeing video after video of her getting gangbanged, getting bukkake, guys just busting nuts all on her face, busting nuts all on her tits. Like, and you just scrolling. Well, yep, that's my wife. Oh, that's my wife. No, she took a nut there. Oh, yep. Like, could you imagine that? There is no way. There is no way on earth, man. That is just like being in his position is a constant burn. Like, I don't know if you guys know Burn from that 70s show here. Burn, when people made fun of him. Like, his life is a joke. like this moment, he just wakes up burn. You know what I'm saying? I would pay him to sit down and talk to him and just ask him, like, what do you do in this situation? Like, I hope this goes viral because I would pay this man $500 just sit down and ask him these questions if I'm allowed to laugh, only if I'm allowed to laugh and make fun of him. Because it's unbelievable, man. Like, how could you? Look back to what I'm saying, man. See, for men want a dream, and women want a dream too, but men want a dream so bad. And then on top of that, women learn how to manipulate men from younger ages and are con artists are flat out con artists by the time they're single and 30. So men will much, all she has to do is just, all a woman has to do is give a guy sex how he wants it. Pick up the phone when he calls and just, you know, and it exists. And see, because men value love. You see what I'm saying? That commitment, that consistency. And when women figure that out, that's all they got to do. And the guy, he'll fall in love with her and completely override the fact that, look, she done been through, at minimum 1,000 men. Because you got to count, okay, you got to figure, okay, when she did porn over 10 years and she was successful at it, okay, how many dicks was she taking before she got into porn to get good at porn? You see what I'm saying? Then she went into porn. She was doing gangbangs and all this, gangbangs, orgies, all bukkakis, blowbangs, whatever you could think of. Okay, and that was just the sex she was having on camera. That wasn't counting the sex she was having off camera. You see what I'm saying? Like, this show, so she had to have, I'm going to bet easily over 1,000. Easily. I would say that's nothing. Because, man, it's college whores that get well over 500 before they're 25. And she was in porn, well over 1,000. So, like, see, every part of her biological growth to truly love a man and care for any one man, and you see what I'm saying? That's all gone. That is all. She cannot do it. She can't do it. I want to talk to this man. Like, I'm gonna try to find his email because I'm gonna tell him exactly what I told you guys. I will pay you $500 as long as I can laugh to sit down and talk to you and ask you what were you thinking? Like, because, man, that is just like the ultimate. Like, if you have any self-respect, that is the ultimate blow. Like, you can't get any worse than that. Like, even if your girlfriend or wife go out and cheat on you, well, at least she, you know, hit it, and you know what I'm saying, didn't tell the whole neighborhood. This whore is known worldwide for getting choked down on dicks. You see what I'm saying? And it's on the internets in 4K. So you know what I'm saying? How on earth? I know she gave him sex how he wanted, and you know, it was consistently there. That's all it takes for you to fall in love with a woman. When you call, she comes running and she gives you sex how you want it. That's all it takes. That is the formula to get a man to fall in love with a woman. That's the formula, right? Especially a beta chump, especially a dude like him. When you look at a picture of him and you can see him, you can tell he's not used to having pretty girls around him. So, oh yeah, for him, that's all for him. It probably just took one night of some gangster sex, and he was probably hooked after that, just by looking at him. Because every time these post 25 year old women get married, usually, and then if they're hot on top of that, it's usually to some old weak pushover dude that, you know, he's just happy to have her. And you know what I'm saying? It's always some dude you can look at him and tell, like, you can look at him and tell he just agrees with everything she says. You can look at him and tell that he gonna agree with everything she says. You see what I'm saying? And she'll put up with it because, okay, she's getting married, so it's no loss in it for her. You see what I'm saying? Like, all she's gonna do is gain out of this because she's getting married. But oh my God, like that is just so awful, man. The thought of that blew my brain up into so many different areas that I can't even focus on one long enough. Like, that's how bad it is. Like, I gotta go.